Angie Mattson, by the way. She's come out with a new LP. Do check it out. I haven't popped those tunes yet, but I will soon to be. You can check her out at angiematson.com. I'm sure you've heard many of her songs on my past shows. And of course, I did do an interview of her back in November of 2009, I believe. Check it out in the archive. And anyway, thank you all for listening in, and for past listeners and future listeners and at this time listeners. I'm Andrew Federer, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Now, you know, it's sort of funny because today I did a special show and I didn't even write anything up. And the reason why was because I felt, how can you write anything up when it deals with retrograde? But before I get into all that stuff of retrograde and how it relates to our lives today, and it does have its definite situations both within our lives itself and our surroundings nationally and everything else. I do have a quick announcement. I want to elaborate on, for those who are living in the Los Angeles area, if you haven't heard, I am also doing readings at Psychic Eye Bookstore in Sherman Oaks, California. I believe that's on Ventura Boulevard near Woodman, just east of Woodman. And I'm going to be there on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesdays. Sunday at 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. And Wednesday from 4 p.m. through 10 p.m. And you can call in. You don't necessarily even have to be in the L.A. area. They do I guess, telephone readings. So you can always schedule an appointment if you would like me to do a reading for you. And it's very reasonable price. It is at 818-906-8263 to schedule an appointment. And I'd be happy to, give you my feelings and what I see in your situation or situations, and I'd be happy to help. Also, those who to be informed that I will be teaching practical Kabbalah starting September 15th, and now it's on a Thursday. The class starts at 7:30 and runs 2 hours, 7:30 to 9:30. That's every Thursday. It's going to be for 7 classes. I will be teaching the practical Kabbalah along with its esoterics at the Psychic Eye Bookstore, the same store on Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks. And the ambition of what I'll be teaching will help develop and heal oneself with a greater self-worth and self-love, along with a greater understanding of the universal joy and love. It will help also broaden the utilization of the universe and God's love that is infinitely around, which transcends from the individual to all humanity. It will develop a keen awareness and deeper understanding of the wisdom held within our universe and its endless capacity. The class will include the teaching of the very fundamentals of the essence of Kabbalah, including spiritual concepts in relation to healing, guides, karma, tikkun, life and death, dreams, out of body, which is Merkaba, reincarnation, meditation, and other metaphysics. I also include, while teaching this, teaching of the proper way and understandings of actual manifestation. So do contact them. It's the same number to if you would like to come to my class. There will be limited amount of seating, as I will want to have as much input with each individual working with everybody, so they have greater questions and understanding, because there will be discussions and things like that. But it is an active, since it is practical Kabbalah, it will not just be doing learning things, it will be actually utilizing the natures of the understandings of Kabbalah as if you were Ari himself. Okay, so I hope anybody has any questions, feel free to contact me also at flyingpigs@artlover.com if you have questions about the classes or even readings. Or you can also contact me if you have questions about shows and etc. I've had a lot of people sending me emails and inputting what they feel or not feel, whatever. I'm always game to listen to everybody's views. Since we are just leaves on a tree, yet all connected, we just see things differently. Again, thank you. Now, like I said, this has been a weird day in the last few days, and I think we're gonna have a lot of weird days. I'm sure everybody's feeling that. There's a lot of stuff going around the world. I know happening in London, for example, what's happening over there, but it's also around the world things have happened. But I want to get into the issues of what is a retrograde. And, everybody hears about what retrograde is. And I've had a past guest, and she comes on quarterly. She's a great, great, great astrologist. You should check her out. Her name is Carrie Fezza, and it's at zodiacbuzz.com. And I'm just going to read a little portion of what she had explained what is retrograde. And I'll read it in its entirety, what she wrote. And it's pretty much interesting because it very much relates to things that often we we look into what retrograde is, and then I'm going to tell you what my old teacher once said and how it really relates what retrograde actually can be utilized. And I know it's people look at it as a negativity some usually, but I'll tell you how it's used positively. Retrograde, which he says, starts on August 2nd, and it has 1 degree Virgo through August 26th, 18 degrees Leo. Shadow period will be from August 15th through September 10th. So we're about to hit into the shadow period. So we're still going to be within it. Mercury appears retrograde 3 times a year for approximately 3 times 3 weeks at a time. She has attached a 3-week shadow from the degree it will go to the degree it goes to the retrograde, making it basically a 9-week period altogether. This also explains why you and I may feel that, not feel the actual dates, but feel these dates, as the shadow does encompass us. You also learn that understand that the shadow period is just as tricky as the retrograde. She also elaborated that if you're a Gemini or Virgo ruled by Mercury, it's even more challenging. There's of course exceptions with anything, with anybody born under Mercury retrograde, that they may feel more at home during this period as opposed to not experiencing the same. They may not feel the same frustration as others. And there are also positives and negatives influences and effects of Mercury retrograde. The negatives are anything having to do with communication, cell phones, computers, electronics, transportation, car scheduling, which can go haywire, slow down, not operate at all. We once had, so you can go, all these things could happen. Mercury rules by also communication, so we must be pretty much careful how and what we say during the course of retrograde, because our words can also often be misconstrued during retrograde. It's often not the greatest time to start contracts or start new contracts or new projects, as this is indicative to have a major disaster, which I can tell you I've witnessed. It's best not to make any major decisions also this time, because a lot of things, may not be reasonably thought out clearly. But life happens. No matter how it happens, and this also continue on through the shadow period. Now, what is the positive effects of retrograde? Retrograde literally means going backwards, so it's a good time to reflect and go back on old tasks. Retrograde represents an opportunity to contact people from the past, reach out to someone you need to reconcile with. It's also a good time to hook up with, it's not a good time to hook up with new people, but an excellent time to reunite with friends and family. Rather than solicit to new contacts or return to your sphere of influence or reconnect, it's not the best occasion to get married, but it's a good time to possibly get remarried. It's not a good time to remodeling. It could be, have problems, and of course not doing contracts that are involved the mind. And this happens all the way in through the shadow, like she had stipulated. People have often different opinions on about traveling during retrograde, Mercury retrograde. Most have suggested don't do it this week because plans can get rescheduled. Past travel destinations are favored from older ones, though. So it's basically, now that you go through, like I just explained here, what they all are, you can see sort of like there's like a pattern of situations of which retrograde is. This is just from her thing, and you can see, because the world is really made up of patterns of things. There's relationships. And why I wanted to reestablish what is retrograde, because I think retrograde has a lot to do with things that we reflect upon and learning lessons. That's how I look at it. I had a past teacher before she had passed away, Janae Sinclair, and she used to once say, a retrograde, really, in reality, is imagine you're exercising, because we're constantly exercising. And imagine you're lifting weights. Apologize. Imagine you're lifting weights. And you're pushing those weights, and you're pushing those weights, and then you say, wow, this is pretty easy. And you say, well, you know, just for a little bit, I'm going to slide a couple more plates on this barbell. So just slightly a little heavier. So you have to work a little harder. And that's what retrograde, it's an opportunity, it's not a negativity. It's what it does is give you a chance to, you have to be more focused. So think about it, when they're saying, oh, you got to be careful to travel, careful what you think about, careful what you do, that means you have to focus a lot more, you have to use more energy. It's not to say to go and do contracts and do things. It's saying that, which I totally agree, that when you do certain things at certain times, a set of energy that can cause a mess. And I do agree that you shouldn't utilize doing contracts or new projects. I have witnessed personally, in fact, a recent one, that we actually went into a contract and did our projects in retrograde, and it was a basic disaster everywhere you can think of. Of course, you know, the contract was signed on in retrograde, and the concert was to start on the 11th. You know, it was started on 11 day. We call 11, marked on 11/29, which equals 11. So it was a double whammy. So it was a catastrophe. And this is not just that; it happens consistently wherever I've seen things done like that during this time. So it is true that when you look at contracts or things like that, it needs to be put in. You probably should not do it. And it's maybe the reason why is you should focus on projects that you already have or do a better preparation for the project of it. So a lot of people, I have to sign this contract. We have to do it right now, blah, blah, blah. Go ahead and do it and then find out. Tell me, you're going to find out 3 months later, wow, what the hell I just did. Sometimes it's better not to do than do, you know. And doing the retrograde also gives from that. I'm just talking from the contract feels and issues of people. For example, you'll often find people from the past that you're finally to. It's like a healing time. Let me put it this way: she was in her article. She talked about briefly about. Meeting, seeing old people, reconciling all the things. That's actually a sort of healing. So retrograde can be sort of healing. You know, you might meet somebody from the past that you haven't finished your karmic deal with yet. Or you have, and each sort of just you haven't officially cut that thing off or moved forward from it. So if it is, then that's what it is. So a lot of times you may be contacted from somebody from the past, a recent past that, you know, you thought you moved on from or you don't want to move, go back there. And the reason why it's thrown in your face and this time is to see what your reaction is. We, in our life, through our experiences, is mainly what our reaction is. It's like that something's presented to us and how we make our choices on our reactions, out of our reactions, is what we've learned from them. And out of those reactions are actually our choices. So, and that's basically what happens. You know, you look back and what the things they are. And you can sort of, it's like almost like a time of reflection in some sense. Now, you may meet some people who might be somewhat new or something. And what might happen is maybe that's not as bad as you think. It could be, because they were saying about, oh, you meet somebody new during retrograde. Uh-oh, I can't. You know, be with them or hang out with them. That's not necessarily exactly the thing. Because you may have met them, here's an example, you may have met them like sort of before that, but you haven't really engaged in a relationship with them until, let's say, now. So that's quasi. It's not really, you understand what I'm saying? So it's actually the connection where you actually physically met or even... There's also areas where you may have met and you don't even know it. I think in relationships as far as actually going, hey, let's get married on this time, is that because it has a contractual basis within the relationship, you're actually formalizing the do's and don'ts in your, you know, on paper and all that. It's also a time because during a relationship, very important for having a foundation is having great communication. So that's probably why the consideration of starting a relationship during retrograde is sometimes very strange, because there also can be misconstrued communication. But the same token, if the two people are able to focus in and clearly arrange and keep respect to the other and not get so disenchanted if, oh, well, he didn't call me or she didn't call me or vice versa or what happened, blah, 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 or something was said and you took out of context. As long as the two have an open mind and can reconsider, wait, maybe that's not what she meant or he meant. Then I see there's no problem. But going back and forth within retrograde is basically learning lessons. It's lessons learned already. It's basically taking the lesson again. So in every essence that we do that. You can look at through what America is going through right now. It is not coincidence that right now the United States, during retrograde, is going through the tax thing or the questions and the upheaval within the government and about debt limit. It's basically lessons learned that we haven't learned from. It's thrown in our face. Did you look what happened in the United States? It's basically here. This that happened, by the way, a time period a long time ago, the same situation. It happened many times in our history. And people often, I keep on posting and talking on blog sites and other areas, they don't relate, they're not getting the lesson. For example, here's the issue with our finances in the United States, and they're saying how we have a debt and et cetera, what happened to our debt. And I did this on my last show regarding the Federal Reserve, when the Federal Reserve is the real problem with our debt. We have an illusionary debt. But a lot of people don't want to see that. They're just talking miniature. They're talking like they're looking at the wheel of the car, except for they're not talking about how the whole car is and how the car was actually put together and why the car was designed this way. And that's the problem. People don't look at that and see that. And if they were looking at that, they would understand. And that's probably why we're having a lesson learned. And we still haven't, I don't believe, totally learned it. I think American people are frustrated with the government, and that's because they're coming to collusion. They're finally learning that, for example, the Democrats and the Republicans, the GOP, are both a piece of crap. They're learning and seeing how Obama and the GOP candidates are both, you know, you got one who, they're both all puppets, and people are getting more of a clue of the puppeteer who's running the show. You know, George Carlin wasn't wrong when he said, "We aren't the real owners, and the politicians don't run the government. The real owners do, and we ain't the owners." And you know who those owners are, quote unquote. I think I paraphrased it, but that's basically the issue. And here, what's happening in London? I think part of that is actually manufactured riots, to tell you the truth, that things have cascaded purposely or manufactured in a way. They basically use a catalyst to start something, to create something. And I think it's a reflection of what I saw when I was there in London, that what they say, out of chaos comes control, new world control. Look in the UK, they already got cameras everywhere. It's almost like Big Brother there already. They think they have freedoms, but they really don't. And probably the most powerful entity right now in the world, even more so than the US, is sitting in London right now. So people are not totally catching on. And I think the frustration when they start seeing it, that's what's being presented to them. This is a reflection of what they really need to deal with. It's lessons learned. And that's what's going on. You know, people want to just jump out and leave London, I know, and people are sick of London. And then there are, I know, people out here in the United States who have no clue what's going on over there, that they have, like, semi-martial law, you know? So it is, everything has a reason behind it, and our, in this specific time in during retrograde is a reflection of our past. You'll see many things in your own experiences of people. It's often you'll hear, meet people or talk to people who maybe it's a new person, but they'll remind you of somebody from the past. You know, and that's what retrograde is. You know, I'll put even in certain instances that I've met people. I know I'm going like babbling here, it may sound like, but because I'm jumping from things to things, and this is basically what retrograde is it's ongoing different things that are constantly being readjusted and returned. We're like, you know, put into motion and pulled back. And it's like relationship. This is with friends, this is with ourselves, this is with our country, this is with our people, this is with the world. The whole world is in this lessons learned mentality, and it's amplified. It's like a microscope pushing more onto it, and that's like what my past teacher Denise used to say, is like the additional weights are put on so that we can learn from these things, relearn these things. But it's also the time is that we can re-experience some of the things that we haven't gone. It's a time where you may look back and maybe think about when you were past, when you're a little kid, or a past element of your past life, or you've been to this place before. It's also a time of re-healing. You know, you might have somebody that is in your relationship, like a son or a daughter that is in your relationship that you haven't really been totally talking to, and now it's a time of healing because now you're able to reconnect on issues. That's also very common. See, people look at retrograde as a negativity all the time because anything can be looked into one way or the other way. You can always look at something being very negative or something highly positive. And in reality, there's no such thing, by the way. I mean, I've said this oftentimes. In reality, it's out of our own perception that we suffer or we see things in one light or another. But in reality, just the universe is just in a constant change. The universe has no goods and bads. It just is. Okay. So in our own perception, in our own little fishbowl, we're assuming that this is what it is. So we have that reflection of the lessons learned. So it's giving it to us back. In our own little world, it's giving us an opportunity to reflect and to heal from that. You know, we're often why we're in our embodiments in this particular linear time, if you want to call it linear time, is because we're here to what think to do what? We're here to learn to heal. We're here to experience, and out of that experience, we gain knowledge. And most important of all the things, they're all interlinked. By the way, all the things I just said. Is learning to love oneself, learning to love each other, learning to love Earth, learning to love the universe. And those are all linked with our experiences and healing and gaining wisdom. They're all connected. They're all interlinked. Nothing is separated. So out of those basic concepts is the same what you apply toward what you're experiencing during retrograde. Now, there's also the issue of, car trouble and things like that. Think about that. Why would it be a time period where, you know, there might be some mechanical stuff? Well, what would it do? It makes you, what, focus more? Maybe I don't need to take that trip right away. Not to be erratic. Calm down. Take it easy. Let me see. I'm going to go here, go there. Not try to speed through things. Not try to get ahead of the next guy. Give a couple, few more minutes till I get to my job. You know, give a couple, 15 minutes, a half an hour early, better early than late. You know, giving your space of time. You know, walk down the hill instead of running down the hill. It's a time to be able to do that. And by doing those things, you're able to, relax. chill for a while, as they say, you know, go with the flow of things very slowly, methodically, enjoy it, be at the moment. That's, you can look at upon that, you know, so that would be like the card thing, you know, or the mechanical thing. And often we'll have a thing that is just, and it's also our reaction to it. What happens if your car were to break down, or like you have a plan, you have a date. Okay, I'm planning to go do this and this and this. Like I was in Vegas and I had to have a meeting. Well, all of a sudden my internet was down and blah, blah, blah. So I had a cable that out of nowhere wasn't working. So I had to wait for a cable guy to show up there to fix it. So it changed my schedule. So what am I going to do? Get all frustrated? No, you have to just sit there and chill and go with it. That's the whole point. Go with the flow. It's another wave. Life is a bunch of waves, and you're riding that wave to where it's supposed to be going. If I got all frustrated, oh my God, what am I going to do? Man, am I changing my schedule and blah, blah, blah. And I was supposed to do this and this. Well, you know what? I guess I'm not doing it right now. I'll have to go do it the next time. So you have to procrastinate a little bit. Oh, well, life doesn't end. That's the whole point. You have to sort of, it's based upon your reaction. It's giving you the opportunity. How you react is going to be your learning lesson from it. If we don't learn from that lesson, guess what? You're going to get another car broken down, another thing serious, because you haven't learned. If you don't get frustrated and go, oh, well, okay, my car, this happened, okay, I'll just take care of it, blah, 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 and you go and take care of it and move on, or whatever, and don't get all freaked out, you know, then the universe goes, wow, this person really got it. And guess what? I don't think next retrograde you're going to really have that. But if you freaked out and act like, you know, you lost, you're like a chicken without a head, guess what? The universe is going to give you that right back another time. And usually it'll happen right in your retrograde. Because you haven't learned. That's lessons learned. We oftentimes, when people who, like I said, do business relationships. Perhaps you go into a partnership, one after another, and every time you do a partnership, you're getting screwed. There's fraud. There's bullshit. You're getting lied to. Hoodwinked. Whatever. And then at the end, you come back and you realize, oh, okay, maybe that was meant to be. And then that person still will spin around onto you being the person, and it depends on your reaction. If you know what the truth is and you react cool and this other person is acting like a freak, it's the universe is going to throw it down their throat, not yours. And it does just that. You know? And then you learn, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't be in a partnership. Maybe I should do things more on my own. Maybe I don't need another person. Maybe I can do this on my own. Maybe I can just do, well, a project here and there, like grouped together with people, but not a full-fledged partnership. Maybe it is just you. That's a thing. And this is not just in projects. This is in all endeavors. Why is this person, a past girlfriend or past boyfriend, come popping back into your life? You may be asking yourself. Consistently, you have like a stalker or another one and another one. Or maybe it's your own family. The same, your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, whatever. You're having the same thing happen all over again, over again, over again, like a merry-go-round. And it never ends. Why? Because you haven't really learned. And you haven't healed from that karmic sequence. Once that karmic sequence is done, it's done. You, like, release. It's on. Lessons learned. You move forward. You don't need to go back. You already know it. You may get that down the line again just to see if you really still get you. You know, did you really learn it? But, you know, you'll go, oh, I already know that. I've already been through that. Been there, done that, as they say. So that's retrograde, you know. It's to reflect upon the things that you've done in the past. You know, it's a time. People tend to live in the past, and they tend to live consistently all the time in the past. They always like drive like looking backwards, and what happens? They hit themselves. There's also people who also tend to look too forward. And they consistently look so forward of two things that they don't see what's right in front of them. Like, they're looking in a relationship way down there, or business way down there, and they want their future, but they don't live in the moment. They don't enjoy the moment. And because those two situations occur, retrograde provides the opportunity for that individual to go, wait, don't look so far, because you still got stuff you never fixed in the past. And you're not living at the moment. So it'll pull you at the moment, not from the future, and not getting you to now. And the one who is sitting there looking all the time in the past, living his past all the time, it's a smack you down on the face and say, hey, time to move on, buddy. Life goes on. And you'll find that if you've done it, you've moved on, that the past doesn't come into your retrograde as much as you think. Because you've moved on. You've learned those lessons. You'll have like less and less as every retrograde comes about in your lifetime, less and less. It becomes easier and easier and not as hard as you think. I mean, people make retrograde as hard as it is because they also can, because thoughts are things, they can actually create more of it than it really is. And I'll give you an example. Thoughts are things. If I'm going to say, oh my God, it's retrograde. My God, my TV's going to go down. This is going down. That's going to go down. That's going down. You know what? You're throwing like oil in the fire. You know, there is possibility that something's going down. But guess what? The universe goes, wow, you really want to experience retrograde, don't you? Okay. Well, we're going to shut down your TV. We're going to shut down your internet. We're going to mess with your car. Because that's what you put out there. So don't always assume and project those thoughts. Go with the flow. And when you, as you go with the flow, you'll experience these patterns that'll happen, and then you'll learn and you'll recognize them. It's like you're on a car and you're driving along, and you come along and you say, okay, detour ahead of you. Okay, I have to take a detour path around the road. That's basically what it is. Now, if I'm driving along, oh my God, there's deep going to be there before I even get there. Oh man, this is going to be a worst trip ever. There's going to be detours and bad things happening to me, and my car's going to get a flat tire, and my car's going to break down on the way, and do I have enough gas? And guess what's going to happen? 8 and 9 of those things are going to start happening down the road. Because why? Not because of retrograde, because you created it. It's probably going to be more so because of retrograde. Because you amplified it within your own thoughts. Thoughts are things. You know, it's interesting too. You'll find through communication, I notice during retrograde, that people, I notice, will tend to get more fishbowl effect during retrograde. Meaning when you're discussing views or issues, they tend to consolidate their views upon the information they get. Let me give you an example. People will, like, if they have a view of a political situation, for example, they will often cherry pick information to justify their views more so than ever. And even if a view comes in their face saying, hey, you know, what you're thinking, what your view was, is totally wrong, they will, like, it will go right, like, in one ear and out the other. They won't even recognize it. They'll propose, oh, it's propaganda, it's made up. Even though it's not opinion, it's very much fact. It's not based upon witness accounts. It's not based on anything but ground evidence. The facts on the ground, as some people would call it. When that happens, people tend to not wanting to believe it. So they'll discard it. They'll discard that information. And this is often carried through, whether it's political talks. You'll notice that even in political speeches today or whatever, there's more of a fishbowl effect. You'll have those teabaggers, for example, or teabaggers, the Tea Party, whatever, they'll actually amplify it themselves. And then you'll have the other side the so-called liberal, left wing, whatever, they'll do the same thing. You know, I was shocked when I was on a blog, was it today or yesterday? That's another thing retrograde. The days start getting all mixed up. For me anyway, sometimes. And it was over issue of, I think, over Obama and whether, you know, it's going to happen with that his support, and people are saying, well, whether Hillary was a better president. Well, let's not even talk about they're all both puppets or whatever, but getting to the issue of that circumstance. So I made a comment that he lost his space and his support even amongst independents based upon public option. And this other person posted after that, what I had corresponded to that, because of healthcare, he didn't have to provide the public option, which he promised, that someone named Rachel Maddow, who's a correspondent, and all she does is do opinions on MSNBC, saying, oh, well, she said there he did 80% of his promises. And I was, like, in shock. And this is the mentality. People are basing their information upon another one's opinions. And I said to this person, well, you know what? This Rachel Maddow, I heard her one time, and I made a comment. It's a fact. She's a fool. She did not know what the Second Amendment was about the right to bear arms in the United States. She said it was like, you know, she thought, totally disregarded it like it was quack job. And it purely simple, it's not having a bearing arm in the United States has nothing to do about going hunting or anything. It's about the people defending itself against its own government, you know, against this government, for example, or any government. It's the right of people, there would not be a police state, a military rule, and I hate to tell you, it could be 1776 where the people can overthrow the government. That's a fact. That's why it was put there. So the people can in fact say, hey, screw this shit. We don't like what our government has become tyrannical, and there would be an uprising. That is actually why that was put in there. And she had no clue. Anyway, I don't want to elaborate on that, but that's, you know, and then Alex Jones made a comment on him. In some things I don't agree with him, and some things I agree, like I said before in past shows, but he's definitely right when what he said about the right to bear arms. And by the way, the U.S. Constitution is what makes us Americans, not because we live in America. But that's basically, so my point was, the person was basing their ideologies on their opinions. And it was more amplified in what I saw. And I saw this more consistently. I saw this like I went with some friends of mine, who asked me to go to an engagement, and they call themselves, I'll just say it on there, I went to a thing to hear the La Roche people calls. There are people who Lynn LaRoche. So I was curious. I don't know nothing much of him and their philosophy. I knew that they were part of the John Birch Society, and I had a feeling that they were sort of bigoted to some extent. But, this is what I heard. I wasn't for sure. And when I'm not for sure, I want to hear it myself. Witness for myself, for example. And I actually, to tell you the truth, I didn't see that from them, that extent of bigotry. Except for they did make comments about rock and roll music, but it wasn't rock and roll. They were talking about, you know, they try to blame things on the baby boomers and that and such. But they were talking about issues of our government and stuff. And I said to them, because they're basically a pack and they're trying to create their own, like, division within the Democratic Party, within the movement, blah, blah, blah. And so I made a comment that that they're only doing is putting Band-Aids on the cancer. They're not really dealing with the real issue. And the real issue, again, like I've always said on my show, is the humanity has to change its thoughts and learn to understand that we are all connected to the universe, to Earth, and to each other. And until we change those thought patterns, we will continue living like a cancer. And out of that cancer becomes which is the disease, because the symptoms, which are the mentality of which the disease is division, comes out of out of the disease comes lack of communication, which is the hatred, and separation mentality. And then when I said thoughts are things, because of that, the person on the podium, whatever, says, "What? Thoughts aren't things?" And he got all upset what I said and blah, blah, blah. And I says, "Hey, you say what it is, but that's the reality. You know, you're not really, you have to change things from underneath, you know." And this is part of our, you know, and that while I was there, it was giving me, reinventing under my understanding of certain things, of certain situations. You know, I have friends of mine, in fact, one friend who happened to be there, who we both have different views on things. I mean, I would lay out facts, and this person would still come up with facts, but we respect each other's ideas, and that's basically, and it's nothing confrontational, it's just, you know, we both look at things differently. Mine is no better than his. I have friends of mine overseas, a really close friend of mine, for example, in London, and she sees things, we see things pretty similar, but then we very much disagree on a lot of things. Fundamentally on some spiritual things, a way of looking things, but ultimately we believe in over, but we come together is the commonality that we recognize that we're all connected and that love and is the most important thing to help people to recognize their connection. It's the vehicle, the compassion. So these things, it's interesting how they come back. Like this person I've been talking to again in the recent, which I haven't, and I think it also has to do with retrograde activity. She's experienced her retrograde activity amongst herself because she's now finding out a lot of people that she thought was friends weren't really friends. I had sort of the same experience in such that when I changed my own career and focused more on my spiritual stuff and less on, let's say, the exhibiting of music and things like that, or thing more on the philosophical, then I started seeing certain people who now only wanted to be friends with me because they had an agenda of mine of advancing their career in the entertainment field. And then when I saw that, then I recognized, wow, are those really friends or not friends? Are they friends to just be friends with me, or friends because of what they can gain out of me? So I had that's sort of a re-retrograde. Your families are the same thing. You know, I find that oftentimes retrograde within a family because it's pulling your family, a chance to actually, I think the best time, it's a bit, the greatest opportunity in retrograde is bringing back families together. You're finding love between your son or daughter or your sister, brother, or your mom or dad. It's providing that opportunity to try to heal. It's not forcing. Let's say they're crazy and they still are what they are, but it's still there. And actually, if you've made new bridges with your sibling or your mom or dad or whatever, or son or daughter, it's actually reinforcing that opportunity to heal more and more within your relationship. And that's really what the bottom line is, to like heal, like I said, and to experience and to love each other. And that's what retrograde does. It gives us these opportunities to learn and to relearn and to relearn. So it's an ongoing thing. Read over and over and over again. And it's sort of funny because this is the first time in a long time. Usually I have a set of patterns, by the way. I'll write up a, not so much a detailed monologue. I'll have something that have a lot of detailed facts and I'll read off things and write, have it rewritten for myself as a monologue. Mostly I'll have like, what they call like main points or whatever, or so I can, or I'll put some things so if I don't want to make a mistake saying incorrectly a date or issue incorrectly in its documented form, I'll have to put that down. But this is the first time, I think in a long time, I'm trying to remember that I've just not done anything off a script or done anything I'm reading off a screen. And the reason why I tried doing this, because I wanted to see for myself, even though it might come out babbling, if it isn't. And I did this purposely in retrograde because I wanted to see to focus how myself is. And I know it might sound like I'm going around in circles, but that is the point of retrograde. You know, that it might not be hopefully it's communicating to you, and hopefully that it'll go through you. And I felt if I wrote it down and put things down, then that might cause the haywire. But that might be my own, here again, that might be my own little fishbowl. Well, if I write down, it might cause that. See, I can do it too. So, but it was a, for me, I wanted to see if I could just do again off my chest and just do straight off without looking at anything. There's some subjects that I can just really just totally go off and do that. I know I can do that easily off anything that's theoretical within spiritual concepts with this Kabbalah, because they're like embedded in me. I don't know how to explain. Concepts, things, understandings of the universe are sort of very much embedded. When I get into more political things, I need to look at things, dates and things, so I will actually put those things up there. When I talked about the Federal Reserve, I actually had things sort of printed up and looked at where I can see what those things are, because they're dates and points of references. So it's a little bit different. Not as easy for me, because now I have to read it, and I'm, by the way, dyslexic. So just think about, when I look at something, I have to re-reflect it. And being dyslexic, by the way, is like a walking around retrograde. So somebody who's dyslexic is always like walking around retrograde. And when you're dyslexic, what does it do? It gives you, because we, everybody has different types of dyslexia, but most of the people who are dyslexic see things in a more three-dimensional than they are. Like when we read words and stuff, it's hard to see individual letters. You have to look at, we see the whole word itself when we see it together. I mean, that's how I see it. So it's almost like memorization of the words themselves. And then sometimes we'll see things and we'll reflect the different spatially. For example, when I write, somebody tells me a number, I'll have to focus like really hard. This is like retrograde. I have to focus really hard writing down the number, because if I don't, what'll happen is I'll take one of the section of the numbers. Like if there's three numbers and then four numbers, those four numbers I might write backwards. Like, you know, instead of 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, it will go 8, 7, 6, 5 on the last four numbers. So being dyslexic is like walking around retrograde when it comes to that and thinking process in that analytical way of looking at it. So think about that. So those who are out there, by the way, who are dyslexic, you have an advantage during retrograde, because you are consistently in your own cognitive skills dealing with that, more so than the average person. So you're already wired for retrograde in some extent. It just makes us more focused on other issues and things, you know. So again, being that it is retrograde has its opportunities. It's not negative, like everybody gets all wired up and they think, oh my God, what am I going to do? It is very the opportunity for us to look back onto our past. Media past, childhood past, even perhaps further past than your past lives comes into this time period. You may meet somebody that you don't know that you might meet, and that person, even though, that's why I can't always say that, the person you just meet, it's new, that could be somebody from a past life. So, if that's the case, then what's nothing wrong with that? So you can't really judge and make judgment that, oh, I met somebody in retrograde, I can't be with them. I hear it because, or we can't get a relationship or start something because it's retrograde. Can't go by that. If you propose that in your mind, guess what? That's what it's going to be. Again, retrograde is that energy that's circling back and forth. It's basically re-ripping. It's like a, you know, it's like a spoon whipping back and forth over and over and over again. And what's interesting enough, and I hope to learn it possibly. Maybe from a couple of people, it's being presented to me consistently. I'll learn understanding astrology, but I see some very interesting comparisons, since astrology, a lot of it has come from through Kabbalism. There's a book called the Book of Raziel, Sefer HaRaziel, actually, and which is where a lot of the basis for a lot of astrological dynamics comes from. And I see there's a pattern of what they're talking about. And I can see how the reflections, how that exists. So, you know, it's being presented to me consistently to learn. You know, people, I have one friend who once we exchange, I teach numerology or and vice versa, learn astrology, or somebody me who, you know, has a curiosity of what I have to teach about Kabbalism, and I'll learn astrology. And that's what's interesting about our world. We learn from each other and different things. And that's also part of retrograde, by the way. You know, it's a way of exchanging, recircling things. You know, it's opportunity. So it's not negative. It's people consistently making negative. Just think of it as additional weight. And guess what? You know, when the retrograde's off for that one time, you know how, like, when you're working out, in fact, I'm going to go to the gym a little bit because I need to work out, but you work out, and you add a little weight, and now you're working a little harder and harder, and then you take off that weight, and then you go back to a little lighter weight, just a little bit to see how it goes, and you know what? You go, wow, man, that was really, now it's really easy. Guess what? That's what retrograde is, and then what did you do? It got easier because you spiritually got increased. You were able to increase your frequency. So in an esoteric understanding of retrograde, God, and I'm doing this all very thin, the essence of esoteric understanding of retrograde is giving you, it's very simple, the opportunity to increase your frequency, to heal. Increase your frequency of the energy that you are. By what? Healing. Experiencing. Gaining the greater understanding, which encompasses all things, which is the wisdom. And that is what retrograde is. Bottom line. We're experiencing the experience of the experience to be experienced, to heal, to heal, and will heal, that we just healed. Another thing that's fascinating, and then I'll just, the last thing I want to talk about retrograde, it is a very much the gaining understanding how we often look at things in linear time, past, present, future. And the reason why there's so much confusion on our linear, because we try to focus on our three-dimensional world. And the reason why our three-dimensional gets sort of fucked, I'm just saying that way it is, to let you know that the world ain't three-dimensional. It's more than that. Think about it. And I hope you, within the patterns of my babbling here and there, you had understood it, or at least I hope I understood it, and we're always going to understand it, or will understand it. But I want to thank you for listening in. God bless you all, and you know, have a very smooth retrograde. I don't know at this time what I will be doing for my next show. I have not scheduled a person during retrograde, which is interesting, by the way. For I maybe subliminally did this, but I pushed everybody past September. I didn't even realize it until after somebody told me it's retrograde. And I go, oh, wow, I didn't have any guests set up for this month because maybe I thought about it or didn't think about it. But I want to do some other things. I want to elaborate in a more spiritual context. And I will do that very shortly on our next show. I may have a brief do a new show. And that all depends, because it is retrograde now, isn't it? So we don't know what I'm going to be scheduling for the next few weeks. But otherwise, I want to thank you for all listening. And I do hope all those in London are keep themselves safe, be safe. Go with the flow of your hearts. Love each other. Love yourself. Love the universe. And have compassion, utilizing that as the vehicle for your connection to all things, including all people, animals, species, earth, the universe, yourself. And again, thank you. God bless you. And have a glorious, glorious weekend. And till next week, when the angels arisen, or is it when the pigs fly? God bless you all, and thank you.